Somebody good.
Back again, Duke and Kibble's Untitled. It's your boy Kibble.
Your boy Duke.
And Mr. Untitled as always.
We're going to have to give Mr. Kibbles a break this week. He's feeling a little under the weather.
Under the weather.
He got salmonella.
I got Ebola, salmonella, flu, anything you can name.
Tuberculosis,
everything. Anything you can name that I need a shot for, I got it right now.
Minus the AIDS.
Minus the AIDS. Whoa. I'm over here sweating. This is bad. Oh, man. Back again for another week. We've been doing good so far.
Three weeks in a row.
So far.
So we're going to figure out what we're going to talk about this week. As always. Anything on your mind?
How was your day today? Other than me sweating? Oh, well, shit, it's probably going to be hard for, Mr. Untitled, because he's been working like a fool. Missed the no days off.
Missed the working 7 days.
I ain't off to like the 10th.
Working 7 days a week.
Missed the running that check up.
Missed the running that
check. Bag season, man, you know. For all y'all out there, when y'all got a chance to get a bag, get a bag.
Get that bag.
I'm trying to get a bag whenever I can switch something out to
the navigation. You're going to get a man bag.
I'm going to get a bag. I'm going to have my
get a merch.
I'm going to have my 11 in that motherfucker.
You're 11.
My 11.
What's the 11?
Pew, 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 pew.
Everybody going to die.
That boy show BB's 11 fuckers.
You seen Harlem Nights when he's like, don't shoot that little motherfucker
in. Quick, put that little motherfucker out.
Put that little motherfucker. Stop shooting that motherfucker. I'm going to add that in the man purse.
I'm going to carry
that
ass.
That was some fucking thing.
I'm gonna have it in the bag. It's gonna pull out to be real small. You see, Man in Black, I'm gonna have that little motherfucker.
The motherfucker little, but it kick.
He gonna kick hard.
Them 20s, nah, them 10s. But I keep them clean, though.
You type shit. But let's get it going.
All right, y'all. So, I mean, we was just sitting here rumbling off the head, and I just came up with like bucket list. Like, we young, and a lot of people always live their life saying they wish they did this, they wish they did that. Like, name some things on y'all bucket list that y'all really want to knock the fuck off. Like a trip, a go to something. Like an event that you really want to just, like, you know, scratch it off to say you did something.
On some real shit. Y'all going to judge me when I say this shit? I'm going to go skydiving.
I'm not going
to. I want to go skydiving.
What the fuck? Like, I want to jump out of this like.
Skydiving, scuba diving.
I want to go deep sea diving in the cage when they let the sharks swim around you and shit.
I'm scared as hell to do that shit.
I do that.
I'm kind of white on the inside.
See, my thing
I just
is,
like sharks.
I know my fat ass probably got an aroma to sharks. And nigga,
bacon.
Get this motherfucker.
Let's get this.
Is he sweating lard right now? Oh, you gotta get this thing.
I'll fucking skydive. I'll bungee.
Let's get through one list. Okay. Will skydive.
So, skydiving, bungee jumping, like you said.
Yeah.
Bungee, I'm scared because I seen Fresh Prince. We see how that happened when he proposed to the old girl of Fresh Prince. Nigga, died.
That wasn't on my list, but okay.
What else? And I want to visit every country in Africa.
Of course.
Every country.
Okay.
All 62 of them.
Dude.
See, well, he stole mine. I want to go skydiving. I want to go scuba diving. Skydiving, scuba diving. Parasailing. I want to go to Africa as well. And this gonna be a little far fetched, but I want to smoke with Snoop Dogg.
Nah, that ain't far fetched. That's a lot of people we're bucket list. That's a lot of people.
Hey, Snoop and Wiz,
you ass that shit, cuz.
See, the scuba diving scares me because I have a coworker that told me a story about him going scuba diving like 10 years ago, and his everything cut off and broke.
How far?
He was like 20 feet underneath the water.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
He make it better.
I think it was a couple of meters up on
Nah, he said he don't know what happened. He said he started.
I mean, you just got to get up to the top, but you can't, like, when you deep, you can't move too fast because of the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my list, I mean, we all hit some of them. I definitely got to do skydiving. Deep sea diving, because, you know, they put you in the cage with the sharks. Like, I want to do that. Nobody said it. I want to surf.
Surfing.
I only got the coordination to surf. That's why I don't.
They got classes. Like, I go to Hawaii to learn how to surf because snowboarding and surfing on my list.
I would do snowboarding.
I wanna. Yeah, like I wanna. Like, it's just
surfing scares me because of the sharks.
And who cares? We gonna die anyway. So right. I might as well live with no regrets.
I would do some fun shit.
Like, I always, and I keep saying, like, to our family group chat, like, one of these years I wanna get a cabin in the wintertime and just go up to a cabin where we ain't gotta leave, bro. We cook, we can go on a snow resort, a ski resort, and just go chill. But places.
Go kill a polar bear. Eat that.
Places. Hawaii on my list. I got to see all my favorite teams play at their stadium. So I'm a Red Sox. No, I'm a Red Sox fan. I will go to Fenway. I'm a Bucks fan. I want to be in Raymond James. I will see LeBron play in L.A., front row. I will get as close as I can to front row to see LeBron play.
You ain't got that much time.
You got about 4 years.
I got like two or three. You got about 4 years. So 2020, L.A., I'm coming.
You got 4 years before he go down here.
I'll pay legit close to a band to see LeBron play in L.A.
A band?
I'll pay close to a band. That's
probably no nosebleed seats.
Nah. A band probably be right off the floor. Maybe on the floor.
It's close.
That's cheap.
It's close.
Yeah, but if you look at it this way, if AD come and Clay come, that band gonna turn into nosebleeds.
I mean, I kick 12. 1200? I kick
12. I don't like nobody that much.
My thing is, you know how like everybody become a fan? Like, I remember when I was a kid, like not preaching because you'd be on my ass. Like I always told myself I would never get a role model that I'd never meet. Mm. But I got certain role models that I never met that do positive shit. So LeBron classifies as a role model because he do so much.
See,
positive.
I could see you paying $1,000 to go see J. Cole, but I couldn't see
J. Cole tickets would never be there.
Yeah, it would not be $1,000. Yeah.
Like, and my thing is to see LeBron AD and literally where I can say his name and he look at me
type shit
like that. Shit.
Wait, did you see the video of the new niggas in the
nose?
All you gotta be is in the stadium. He's gonna hear you.
But to be that close where I can say, bro, I drove from East St. Louis to see you, bro. Like I came from the
How much would your heart melt? If LeBron give you a high five while you sitting on...
Hey, all jokes aside, I turn to a whole little female. I'm like, LeBron touch me! I can't watch this shoulder for 2 weeks.
He gave me a pass. Hey, sign your name with her. It ain't going nowhere, bro.
I'm getting your tattoo.
Give me the full name. LeBron James. Give me the whole name, please.
Oh, God, but I will pay a nice tag. Like, when I go to the Bucks, I'm going to sit close, but I probably won't cross, like, 300. Like, I'm going to sit close. Because my thing is this. People go out of town to a game and sit far. What you traveling for if you finna be up there?
Some people just feel like it just be here.
I'm not, no.
It be last moments. Like how we went to go see Oklahoma.
True, but that ain't my team. So when it comes to my teams, like I said, if I'm finna travel, my bucket list is to see my team. Mm-hmm. I ain't sitting. Like, if I go to Boston, I'm sitting in the Green Monster. That's the most famous seats in baseball.
Yeah.
If I'm a go pay
player seats too.
Yeah, if I'm a play, like if I'm a pay, you gotta get your money worth. But our bucket list, obviously, we all need to do a lot of this because we got the same damn list.
Yeah, my other biggest thing I want to do is just I want to go to China for real.
China,
yeah. And just see all the gadgets and shit they got. Because they got everything over there. So
because everything made over there.
So get like the new cell phones. Because my cousin over there right now. And I just want to see everything.
What are you in?
He overseas playing ball.
You know what I want to do? When I get retired, like when I retire, like the year I retire, I want to make sure my money right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do a road trip and tour the whole United States and just drive.
Which way you going to go? You going to let the right
person? You going to drive?
Remember, Cat did it from the church, but they split it up in two trips.
Fuck that.
They did the East Coast on one trip and the West Coast on one trip. Like, because there's so much shit we'll never do because we ain't interested in some states. So you'll be surprised. Like, that's why I say when I retire and I have nothing else to worry about, I get a little one of them cruisers, whatever the fuck them cruisers. Mobile homes.
RVs. That was the cruisers.
I get a mobile. I mean, I keep my house. I'm not saying I'm going to give that up. But I take like, I go like a.
You can send it to Airbnb while you home.
Yeah, but I literally do. I would like to just hop in the car and just hit a road trip and enjoy the United States.
If I ain't got
to
drive, then I'll do that.
I do it. But it's certain states is like, I just don't want to.
But you would be surprised what you get there and what's fun. Like, that's one thing. Like, that's why I want to do it because of what you said. We X off so many states.
Like, Oklahoma, what's to do?
Utah, but you'll be surprised.
Salt Lake City got a lot of good stuff.
Outside of Salt Lake, ain't you?
No.
Mormons.
Texas. Oklahoma
ain't really nothing in Oklahoma.
But that's why I say the things you see it just be a nice little. That's why I say when I retire and all my ducks in a row, like that's a trip. Like, cause when Kat told me about it, I was like, that's dope. Like, you know, he did the East Coast on one trip, did the West. Like, that'd be a dope ass.
Well, I can't really say that cause, you know, people plan the trip to come to St. Louis and I don't even know why.
Hey, you gotta be real though. Let's be real. St. Louis ain't ass. It's ass to us cause we stay here.
Yeah.
That's like people
feel like when they. Everybody feel that way. Like, it. about their own little city.
Yeah. But I'm thinking of, like, somebody when I go to, like, Memphis or something, like, yeah, I'm going to have to come to St. Louis because St. Louis is where it's at.
Oh, when you compare Memphis to St. Louis,
I'm like,
way better.
First off.
Like, but St. Louis ain't where it really is
but
at.
But first off, yeah, nightlife, shit to do ain't nobody nightlife fucking with the loop.
Oh. No,
unless you in them big cities, Vegas, Miami, your New York. But I mean, when you compare it to Memphis and stuff like that, they ain't fucking with the loop.
Chicago, nah, never mind.
I'm gonna say you're gonna die, but you fuck around and die here too.
I don't take no bullets. My insurance don't cover it.
Chicago. The Lou ain't fucking with Chicago.
The Lou?
Yeah. Nah, the Lou ain't fucking with Chicago.
No, not at all.
I want to go to, they got this damn place in the Lou, yo. I mean, in the wreck. It's the little candy liquor store place.
Where? Chicago? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like the candy shop or something. It's a liquor store where they put all the... I can't explain it.
No.
Yeah, like I'm looking it up. Y'all can't see, but...
It's a candy store that has liquor in it.
Like gummy, like liquor gummy sharks?
No, like it just got... I'm finna look it up.
But shoot, another place I want to go to, I gotta go to California. Because even though it's too expensive for my taste... But I want to go just to see the Hollywood sign and see little things like that.
Hey, if y'all could get off, man, y'all probably need to make that trip with your boy.
If I could find a way. What, you said March?
Yes, sir. Ooh, end of March.
Hey, I can see what I could do.
Say you in grievance.
Right.
Can't sort a job in grievance.
Right. Type stuff.
It ain't gonna come up, man.
You already know when you looking for it, it never shows.
Yeah, but it got the little smoke coming out the drinks and shit. It's hella cool.
But I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm ready for this trip in December.
So I'm touring nervous. Out the country, I'm not ready for yet because I want to get America done. Like, it's a lot of places. I don't feel like I enjoy America. So I want to knock out her before I start doing... Because once you start going out, you're going to keep wanting to go out. Like, when I did the Dominican, I wanted to keep going. Mm-hmm. But, yo, it ain't easy.
It's not.
And like I said, I'm ready for December.
My thing is, I got that passport. And that motherfucker was expensive. Yeah. I want to use that motherfucker. Oh. That's what I want to use.
But, I mean, like... I know March, like Mardi Gras. That's my bucket list, and you know that. Yeah. I've been trying to do Mardi Gras because I feel like you ain't experienced New Orleans till you do Mardi Gras and Essence Festival. Like, Chicago got tasted. So, Chicago, like I said, when you go to Chicago, don't say you experience Chicago.
You ain't got the popcorn.
You got to get the popcorn. You got to get a Giordano's pizza. And you got to get a Chicago Polish.
That Garrett's popcorn is crack.
That's what I say, like, people got, you got to do.
That pizza, that deep dish is crack. Deep
only one piece. You only need one piece. You good.
If I ever touch down in New York, I got to get the New York. If I touch down in New York, I got to do Fashion Week. I'm not going unless it's Fashion Week.
Fashion Week.
Shit I don't care for.
The biggest fashion shit in the United States where all like the top fashion brands and all that go through this big shit
some
in New
shit
York.
We don't care about.
Okay. It's just some
but
shit.
But everybody has some nice shoes out there.
Shit you can't afford.
Right. Type shit.
Shit I can't afford.
I'd be like, they said that for one shoe was $600. Who? Mm-hmm. One shoe?
Well,
a
shoestring.
A shoestring?
Remember we was in Texas and went to the mall, that damn squad was... $1,300.
Bumped it. We went to Texas. When you walk through that first quarter of the mall,
everything
looks like it costs $1,000 to even look at it.
It was
Sacks.
Everything was, like you said, the Coke white sheets. Everything was in Coke white when you walked
through. I mean, with the Balenci, I'm going to buy the Balenci's.
What was that? Shoes?
Balenciaga. I'm going to buy some Balenci's. I have them for my birthday.
What's that watch you got?
I got a Movado.
There we go. Movado. I want to invest in a watch, but I just can't see myself doing it.
You know... Bucket list.
Gotta want
it goes back to the bucket list. I wanted a Movado. I want a Rolex. I want a hoop earring. Like, it's certain things that I'm just...
That last one is the easiest one to get.
Nah, because it's hard to find a hoop earring.
The one that you want.
Yeah, but it gotta be... I don't put fake shit in my ear.
I understand.
So if it ain't gold, X off the list.
Yeah. You want one hoop or two?
One hoop. I'm gonna do a hoop and then a stud. Switch it up. I want to be different.
I don't know why.
You have to do this for me to see this. Cause
I got
to
do it for me to see it.
Because
I don't
see it.
It's just speculation.
In my head, like, the hoop going to be gold. I'm going to do a gold hoop and ring with it. I got to get a gold stud. I can't do a white gold because it's offset. Mm-hmm. So I got to set. But then I'm going to have a gold chain. It's going to be on some old Johnny Gill shit with my shirt going to be on button.
And that's how I got sick now. My shirt was on button in the cold.
Yeah. Look, you got to have a taco meat out with the hoop on with the gold chain right there. You know, just on some old.
Like, my.
Ha!
Once you hit the Aruba, I'm gonna get this 3-pack together. Nothing but baby oil on the chest. Nothing but baby oil on the chest.
Say taco meat.
Taco meat gonna be gone. I'm
shaving. I don't even know when we hit Aruba how I'm coming.
I'm trying to drop 30 pounds.
Because my thing is this. I know for a fact I gotta get my Nike slide. So I'm not, this is where my priorities kick in. Mm-hmm. I would love to go to Aruba in some Gucci sandals.
Oh, Jesus. Just get them from there.
The point is, I'm not paying over $100 for some sandals.
Is the thing cheaper over there than it is here?
You're still going to pay over $100 for some.
I don't know where I've never been.
Yeah, but I'm Nike slides. I still got my Walmart specials.
That's what we need to look for. Is to see what the money rate is for them and us.
I mean,
that's what we got to look up before we go.
Yeah, our dollar probably ain't shit.
I'm probably not shit. But that's what I want to do. The only biggest thing is to go to the beach for the first time because I've never been to a beach.
I did go to a beach when I was in the Dominican. I'm lying.
I've never been to a beach. And I ain't gonna lie, a nigga wanna swim with jellyfish.
Oh, no, I'm cool.
What happened to Taylor? Pass.
Yeah, pass. I don't wanna fuck with stingrays. You know, see what they did to the crocodile. I don't fuck with stingrays.
But you trying to get a motherfucker to already kill you, though.
Pee on me?
Yeah.
Drip.
I'm
gonna catch one of the mugs and see if I get some jelly out of it. Type shit.
I hate shit.
SpongeBob type shit.
Man.
But yeah, anything else on your bucket list? Because shit, I can't think of nothing.
Food on my bucket list. I want to try everything a state famous for.
Yeah.
So every state got they branded, like St. Louis. Like Missouri famous for barbecue and emos. Well, if you go to St. Louis is emos.
Right.
That's St. Louis is a city. You said state.
Right, but okay. Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, when you get outside of St. Louis, who the fuck pays attention to what else in Missouri?
Well, Kansas City is known for their barbecue.
And I said barbecue and emos. So.
Yeah, so in Missouri all together, you're right. Barbecue and emos.
Illinois is.
Corn.
Nah.
Corn?
Yes, they're known for their cornfields.
Oh, boy.
I'm saying, well.
What you thought I said porn?
Yeah. I'm about to say nigga for their porn.
You gotta eat porn?
That's LA, goodness.
That's okay, well, I ain't gonna say every city major food, but I just wanna try, like, I did the New Orleans thing, I did the oysters, the crawfish. Oh, and, you know.
I'm sad that I took so long to try char grilled oysters, because them things is like life in your mouth.
I did all of Chicago's. Yeah, I did the Jersey, I did Giordano's, I did the hot dog.
We did everything.
Yeah, Chicago so X.
Chicago X off.
St. Louis, KC X. New Orleans X. Vegas, I don't feel like Vegas famous or nothing because they just bring in everybody's style.
Yeah, but you got to X out Texas, Houston, Whataburger.
Nah, Texas famous for states.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about them big ass.
Them 32
states. Yeah, them. We ain't eating no.
You know,
if they have a competition, like I want to do an eating competition with y'all and just try it out, like a wing competition.
Oh, nigga, they gonna need about 300 wings.
Oh, they gonna
need. Especially if I get off the gas.
And in a drinking competition and have us in it. Oh, man. Oh, it's over with. It's a wrap. But no, Houston, I do want to try it. I've always seen the big old, like, 5-pound steak.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, I eat a lot, but I don't think I can handle it.
Nah, I
couldn't
fucking
know
32-ounce
steak. Yeah. Two bites in, I'll be like...
But then, like, if you remember, like, Man vs. Food, it was a lot of places on I wanted to go. They had the hottest wings. Like, it was a lot of shit that just...
Shit like that, I don't want to try the hottest wings because I feel like your taste buds be gone for a month.
But, I mean, like, that's why I say the part of traveling is knocking shit out like that.
Fuck all that. I like hot food, but I don't want
to... I want to be able to taste my shit.
First off, this motherfucker want to travel to get the best gas you got. He would touch down in every state. Let me get your best weed. If weed was legal, he'd go to the dispensary.
Weed is legal.
If weed was legal everywhere, he would go to a dispensary. Let me get the top-of-the-line shit.
Hey, low-key, my dumb ass be the nigga to be a Long Island connoisseur in every fucking state. Let me get your best Long Island.
Let me get your top.
If I had it, and I don't have it, but I want to try Louis.
What is that? The drink?
Crown Louis.
Louis XIII.
You know what I said? We seen it was hella expensive. Yeah. That day in Houston.
Like bands. Couple bands.
Oh, goodness.
It's like.
It's probably smooth as hell.
A shot, ain't it?
It's a couple bands.
Like it's that. Probably smooth as fuck to get you drunk instantly.
It's
a few people shit. Like, if I had it to just put it together, it. I want to. It's like, because my thing is, we like alcohol. And I hate when people say they are drunk and y'all try. I've drink anything. I will try anything.
Every drunk has their purpose.
Yeah, I can't do beer. That's one thing I can't get into.
Yeah, fuck
it. Beer, it hurts my soul.
It don't hurt my soul. It's just nasty as fuck.
Well, Duke could drink a beer.
Yeah, I drink it.
If you have to.
No, he didn't pull it up and literally like, let me get a beer.
Right, it was one of them days.
But it ain't, if he has to, it's just, it gotta be cold and it gotta be like a Bud Light Orange or a Bud Light Platinum.
You gotta chug that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then once you get your beer of choice, you can make yourself drink it because it don't taste bad to you.
People, be, how do people drink warm ass beer? That's what we fucking mean. You drink warm beer?
Yeah, yes. I drink hot beer, cold beer, warm beer.
Wow. But that's, I can't drink warm water.
Okay, it goes into this.
Well, I prefer cold
beer. Does the taste of cold beer taste better?
Yes.
Yes. But when you buy a beer, so right now I'm drinking 24
ounce.
What big is this motherfucking beer?
Bud Light.
I'm thinking 24 ounce.
We don't condone drinking and driving.
23.4. You know how they play.
Type shit. Uh-huh. That's actually 12 fluid ounces. My dumb ass.
That's never 12 ounces.
I don't know what the fuck it is. Right. I would say 25 fluid ounces. Oh, there we go. Okay. So, you know you won't finish this by the time it get cold.
Was on
your
warm, hot.
Well, yeah, hot. Fuck. There we go. Get it together.
I know you've been working all day, so you get a player pass.
You won't finish it. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you buy drinks at the bar. Your first two drinks, you probably finish like this. But as you keep drinking the drinks, eventually it's going to get to the point where you finishing them where they watering down. Mm-hmm. Or you going to not drink your shit.
It depends on what you get. Like beer, I get what you say, but like Long Island, something like that, you ain't going to never let it go down.
Get four, five Long Islands in.
I'm drink four,
New
five
Orleans all over again. Type shit.
I just, yeah, to me, it don't, but I drink, so to me, I drink hot water. And he know that. Like, I grab a bottle of water and drink. And don't.
Wasn't just hot water. Me literally hot water.
I won't boil water to drink it, but like, I grab a bottle of water and drink it at room temperature if it's hot. If it was 90 degrees out the car, I pull it out and drink it. It don't bother me.
Oh, my goodness. You a thug. I don't even want
to
fight you.
When you thirsty, you thirsty to me. So it's like.
I don't even want to fight you. You can drink hot ass water. You can take a punch.
It don't bother me, man.
No, I ain't,
that was it for the bucket list, man. We gonna keep it moving for y'all, man.
So, we gonna play a little game. Oh, my bad. Play by there you go. Thanks. Slide that over to you.
Give me that hand sanitizer.
Get them right.
I don't want you catching this bird.
Blow.
This bird box flu. I don't want you catching this.
That looks like bird box flu. So, we gonna play a game of Would You Rather.
Oh, shit.
So, Dre.
What's your first question?
The question is, would you rather be set on fire or drown? Which one?
Drown.
Okay.
Drown. Because I feel like drown is quicker than setting on fire because you gotta breathe all that fire, the flames in your lungs and
you're
gonna burn up.
You burning.
And then you smell your own skin burn. Yeah.
Okay, drown. So let me see. What's the next one?
Hold on. This shit's so fucking crazy because this white dude at my job was, he was playing this shit with me one day.
And this motherfucker say, would you take five shots to the body or one shot to the head? And, like, he was playing, like...
By who?
It don't matter by who. Just would you take it?
It depends on who the person is.
Why?
Mike Tyson shots to the body or Mike Tyson shots to the head?
Gunshots.
You know this nigga grew up in the county.
I'm thinking punches now. I'm thinking like...
Face shots, body shots.
Right, face shots, body
didn't
shots.
Didn't say 5 hits.
Nigga, in my hood, shots is punching.
He is showing his fucking county bound today again. 5 shots to the chest or 5 or 1 shot to the head?
One to the head.
One to the head because of the chance you quicker. Live. It's quicker.
No, it's the chance you live. People done got shot in the head with shotguns and live. Okay, and it depends on what you're shooting me with.
It depends on what side of my chest you're shooting.
So if you shoot me 5 times,
why does the side matter?
Because if you're shooting me over here, it's a higher chance of me living.
False.
How?
Because my heart ain't over there.
That's false.
Your heart is right here.
That's false.
Right, so your chest is over here.
Okay, but
it's
that's
a long. Okay,
you're right.
Heart. You're still false. That's why I said, what are you shooting me with?
Is it an 11?
If you shoot me with a 22, I'm going to say 1 shot to the head over the chest because, you know, the 22.
With a 22?
But if 5 shots to your chest with a 22, look how much damage it's going to ricochet and do. So if you shoot me with a 40, hey, 5 shots to the chest.
I'll take 11 to the chest 5 times.
That don't even make an 11, bro.
I would have to take a 40 to the chest 5 times.
I'll take 11 to the chest.
Keep it going, man.
Keep going.
All
right,
so.
Excuse me, y'all. I'm a little Ebola-like.
Yeah, he's spreading that goddamn shit over there.
Yeah,
but, he already spit a little bit on, you know, Mr. Untitled.
My bad, you know.
Let me see.
I got you.
Would
you rather fall out of a plane or get hit by a car?
Fall out of a plane.
Instant death?
You would be dead before.
And then you got to look at it like this. At least you get the skydive for a little bit.
There you go. Type shit.
You'll be dead because
of checking off the
On Grand Theft Auto, I used to jump off purposely and just fly down.
But you would die because of the loss of oxygen, depending on where you at.
And you
if you jump from high enough, you're going to die in there. You get hit by a car. Like, hey, off topic, I always said I wanted to die before I got to the point I couldn't live.
I want to die before I get to the point where somebody got to take care of me.
That's what I said, the point I can't live. Yeah, where somebody got to wipe my ass or I can't move by myself, I would rather be dead.
Yeah. Because I don't want to be a burden on nobody. Yeah. I want them to, I want my family to live their life.
I'm going to just throw that out. Just throw that out there.
Yeah. So, if anything happened to me, I'm telling y'all now, pull the plug and burn me up. No funeral. Burn me the fuck up.
Cremate.
Smoke a couple, little ashes of me.
I'm going to make sure they, chop your finger off first because I don't want to smoke your toes.
There we go. And then give a little piece to my mama and smoke it with her.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, there
and
we
hopefully
go.
We see just like how
high. Yeah, how high. You know, I'm going to come back and we're going to kick it.
Gotcha. You're going to let me cheat on my test.
So Duke and Kibble, let us die.
And roll us up.
Nigga, put us in the air. Keep the questions on.
Okay. It's your turn.
Okay.
I got you.
Would you rather bring back braids or be bald?
Braids.
Like them filthy ass.
AI braids?
Filthy ass braids.
Well, you didn't say AI braids yet. Yeah. I even killed the braid game.
Filthy ass braids. Like,
I don't know.
The braids were like all the designs in that motherfucker.
I had braids for 2 hours. And I couldn't even turn on my fucking neck. My shit was like this, bro.
And then that's why you think my lining was gone. I had braids.
Yeah, I really
and my lining was gone. They pulled my forehead all the way back.
That shit hurt. Fuck that.
This aren't Dre. Give us one, Dre. Mr. Untitled.
Would you rather die? This is fucked up.
Oh, my God. Why you keep die? Why are you trying to kill us?
I guess we all going to just die today.
Here we go. Would you rather die
mm-hmm.
with everybody you love around you or live wealthy, lonely?
Not with everybody around me. Because I don't want to be lonely. That means I don't get to hang out with y'all niggas.
Nah, because I wouldn't want all my people to die. You said
live wealthy.
Die with so everybody you gonna die.
You, live
you will die,
lonely.
But you have all your loved ones with you, or you can be the wealthiest person ever, but you're lonely.
Just off the fact that I get to hang out with y'all niggas, I got to take the die with all y'all around. For real shit, some real shit.
Yeah,
because
I don't like fuck that. And being all alone and you ain't got nobody.
Nigga, that's like having.
But you wealthy.
Yeah, but it's like
fuck money don't buy love.
Nigga, that's like having that big ass mansion and then you the only nigga living there and you be hearing type shit. Be out there, motherfucker. Is that you, Toby? Is that you?
Why you gotta say Toby?
Is that you?
Okay, would you rather get all your fingernails ripped off?
Ooh.
Right.
Or
mm-hmm.
get your tongue cut off?
Fingernails.
Fingernails, they grow back.
Because tongue, yeah, and your tongue, you can't talk.
Correct.
That was,
yeah,
that
that's
was
easy.
A trick question.
I was
going to
say, come on now.
That was easy.
Come on.
Would you rather have your tongue pierced or your nose pierced?
Nose.
Okay. Trick question.
Nose. Come on now. Do better.
Do you want a sex swing or no sex swing, motherfucker?
Do you want to be in the sex swing or out of the sex swing?
First off, do you want to go back to the days when you used to swing on swings?
Here we go.
And climb on trees
not
like
personality.
Not in the sex swing.
You want to climb on trees like Michael? Don't you climb trees?
Oh, my God. No, I don't. So, I got another question for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all feel about women proposing to men?
That's not a would you rather.
It's I know, I'm just... We're trying to be
it's,
in content.
It's different. It's different.
I am not against it.
I'm not against it because it's one of them things where they say women can do anything man can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never tell women what they can't do.
Mm-hmm. If my girl loved me enough...
To propose to you, yeah.
I'm not going... Like, first off, you a dick, bro, if a girl literally get down and ask you to marry her.
And you say no.
And you say no.
So what about, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. So what about the females that say
she's
no
a dick
to
too.
I mean, my thing is you can say yes and work it out in private. But if a female, since it's not normal for them and it's not regular or as you want to quote unquote say right based on sexes, if a female drops and proposes, bruh, and you say no, you're a dick.
Because 9 out of 10 times if she proposed to you, she's going to do it in front of
everybody. And first off, if
so
she...
So you saying... If a man gets down on one knee and proposes to a woman and she says no, what do that make her?
I mean, bro, my thing is, I get where you're going with this.
I just asked a question.
I don't, my thing is, some people force proposals.
Mm-hmm.
So some dudes try to propose to try to swing the ball in their court. Mm-hmm. But if a female wants to go far enough to propose to a guy, I don't feel like she's forcing it. I don't feel, you know how like dudes try to keep a female by proposing?
Yep.
I don't feel like a female gonna pull that cord. A female gonna do it more off the fact that she love you and she rocking. So for you to sit here and make... Like, females do shit out of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
We do shit playing mind games and tricks and all the above. But ain't no female finna drop down and be like, I love you, will you marry me, and as a swing move. We gonna do it because we knew we fucked up last month and she talking about getting the fuck out type shit. Like, we doing it for all the other reasons. Now, don't get me wrong.
So, you saying a nigga can't be in love?
No, dudes can, but I'm saying dudes will do it for so many other reasons.
But I've seen on Twitter a whole bunch of different videos of dude propose to this girl in the mall. And her ass walk off. And she walk off with another nigga.
So, what do you call a female today?
I'm going to just put it this way.
No, answer my question.
No, I'm answering it.
Okay.
Not, but I'm answering it. If I propose.
So, you finna walk around my shit.
If okay. I propose to a female and she say no, get your shit out of my house. We done talking.
I can understand where you're coming from.
For what?
Because think about it. What can you really come back from after that? Because you, but she. You
maybe she just wasn't ready.
Okay, like, okay, but you can say yes and we can be engaged. It's not like when you propose, bro, you get married right then.
I know, but you putting a time stipulation.
No, I'm not. Because once I do it, you can be like, baby, that was cute, but you know, we need time. Mm-hmm. You can come to me in private and say that. But when you say no, because nobody proposes no more in private.
Nope. It's
always so what's the point of saying yes or no, Dad?
Because then you can work towards it.
But the part of being engaged is building it and getting into that moment. I don't want to be engaged for 5 years, don't get me wrong. But if she come to me like, baby, we not ready, so this, that.
If Mrs. Untitled was to propose to you right now, what would your answer be?
He'd probably say yes and just be.
I don't know. Let him speak.
I mean, I would say yes because I want to make a fool of her.
I don't feel like that's making a fool.
Because my thing is, it depends on where you at. Like, if y'all in private, yes, you could say no. Like, no, nah, we ain't ready for that yet. We can sit down and talk about this, and then we can
here's
go.
The reason why I say, I'm not to cut you off, you can't say no.
So y'all sell
if you ask a girl out and she tell you no, what does that do to you?
It shuts you down.
Fucks your confidence up.
Okay, yeah.
When you propose to a girl that you in love
that's
with.
That's a bigger step than asking somebody out.
That's bigger than can we hang out, can we go to the movies? And she says no.
That's devastating.
Your heart in it. Your heart broke. Like, your heart is going to break when she say no.
So what if y'all, like, just on bad terms right now? Let's say, and you trying to propose to her, just like you said earlier, because you might have fucked up.
Which is true, but I wouldn't do it. That ain't a pop. That ain't a play for me.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, I would rather you, like, if you know you love me and you want to be with me, and it ain't timing, tell me yes, and then when we get along, mm-hmm. baby, you know, it's just... I want to be with you, but
so
the
you
timing.
Want her to lie. To
no,
you.
It's
oh, no,
not.
Let me finish. You want her to lie to you in front of everybody, and then when you get behind closed doors, you want her to tell
I'd rather
you
a lie to me than embarrass me.
Because that's embarrassing when somebody say no. Because how many people right now going live, getting recorded when you're proposing?
Oh, I understand. They may be salty.
People want to capture that moment.
No, you can't come back from that moment.
But you can't, like, let's say you can't sit out here and fuck another bitch and then the next day try to propose to your
no, and I'm not saying do that. Bro, getting told no to marriage is worse than... Remember when you asked somebody out for prom and that was the most embarrassing thing when you thought she'd say
no?
No,
I had them bitches back around prom. I had two or three.
Moral of the story...
We gonna go off of me then. When I got turned down back in the day, yes.
It's embarrassing to get rejected.
Like when I was at the skating rink asking for trying to dance around somebody reject you and walk off of you.
You remember that's being in college 40s or you go to a club and the girl talking, you walk behind, she look back and walk... Like that shit...
So, and your boy's gonna drive
your
you
boy,
drive
so when you propose to somebody and she say no,
but that's just not
you. They not gonna drive you then because they know you hurt. But best believe,
later on down the road.
So both of y'all are saying if both of y'all was to propose to a female and they say no, basically the relationship is over. With.
Yeah,
mine is.
Yeah, it is
because I'm who finna sleep next to you tonight? Who you not coming back to the? Because
in my head, we on the same page for me to propose to you.
Weapon is just not a good time.
Then sell me that. Don't say no.
Okay, but that's why I say if it's not the good time, say yes. And then when we get along, just say, baby, you know, my thing is this. If you want to be with the person, then it's there. Don't say, baby, you know, it ain't the right time. And I don't know. If you're like, baby, the timing wrong, then say yes. And then, you know, we can get it married 3-4 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
She can get in rhyme. But when you just say no.
Flat out.
Like, my mind won't go to is the timing. I'm going to be real with you. Because if it was timing, you would say, yeah, and we'll work to it. Relationships don't always happen on perfect timing, but you build them.
Right.
So you tell me no? Fuck you.
My thing is, and look at it this way. If it's in public and you ask somebody to marry you and they tell you no, they're going to be embarrassed too that you asked and they're going to walk off. And you're going to be down on their knees still looking like a dum-dust.
Yeah.
A dum-dust. And then you'll be like, right. No, I'm just playing, y'all. You know, we just this little shit that we do.
I wish I could call somebody and ask them the same question where everybody sleep.
Yeah, that's
a
okay. My thing. Let's see if I got one. I got one. Let's back to the rather. Okay. Damn.
Forgot it already.
You know, that's why we got Ebola. You get sick and you're sweating. I'm sweating through my shirt.
With your mind and shit.
And you got my head swollen right now. I just don't know what's going on. Okay.
I'm finna phone a friend for that last question.
Okay. Would you rather get stripped on by a small person or by somebody that's like 9 foot?
Get midget stone. Midget. Midget. I had a bad experience, and I'm pretty sure we told this story.
Midget, stain.
Have you seen them? That midget twerking on Instagram?
Little people, yes. Yes,
I said. Politically correct, sir.
Little people, yes.
Short.
There you go. Height challenge. There you go.
Vertically challenged.
Talking about she was throwing that little rumper.
Well, you know, when she moved one leg, it got to move because the leg is connected to it.
She threw that little rumper.
Well, yeah. Who you gonna phone in for the question? Because that was a good question. But
I just know me. And I'm going to end it at that.
Yeah. He just know him. It's over with. It's a wrap. Mm. It's done. No back.
Seal it up.
No coming back. No.
I mean, like.
Man, let me ask my cousin.
Who?
Let's see what she going to say.
Who?
Name shall not be spoken.
Name shall not be spoken. All right,
man.
Hold on. But like you said, everybody's gonna have a different opinion on it. Because yeah, there's people out here that I know that was, if that person said no, they would still be up under that person's butt trying to be with that person.
I got a question. You listening?
Yeah.
Turn it off. Okay. So if someone was to propose, well, it's folk speakers.
Okay.
All right. If someone, what was my original question?
If somebody were to propose to somebody and they told you no, would a relationship be over with? Yes.
Yeah. That's a hard one.
Okay, I need you to be on my side because Mr. Untitled and Kibble said the relationship is dead. So coming from your standpoint, what would you say?
It depends on the situation.
Okay, if it's in public.
If it's in the public?
Yes.
Yeah. They tripping off the fact that the person asked a person in public, so they feel like it's basically, the speaker's right there. It's basically humiliating.
My thing, not that it's humiliating. Like yeah, I said.
I feel that if it's a public proposal, then I would say his face. But if I really wasn't wholeheartedly in agreement with the proposal, then I would pull him to the side. I wouldn't embarrass him.
But that's what I said. I said you could easily say yes, and then later on hit him with that.
Finish.
Okay.
I don't think necessarily the relationship
will
be over if it's a situation of...
It's not the right time,
if,
right?
If the woman feels like it's not the right time because of whatever circumstances.
Okay, so...
It doesn't mean that I don't want to marry the person or I don't want to be with him. It's just not the right time.
But like I told him,
y'all niggas is
when I said... If you telling me it's not the right time, you could say yes and then tell me later. Like, my thing is just because you proposed don't mean you got to get married tomorrow.
Right.
So instead of saying no, you can easily say yes.
Exactly.
I mean, if it takes 15 years of it not being the right time.
That's hypothetically speaking.
But I mean, like, if we engage for 3 to 4 years because it's like shit got to get right, then I'm fine with it.
But why propose if you're going to be waiting that long?
And if you already know.
I mean, in my mindset, I know I might be engaged for 3 years anyway, 2 to 3 years.
But why, if you're going to be engaged that long, why even?
Well, first off, who got money for a wedding?
Right. That's time to build up your money and get everything and make sure y'all...
Build up the money, then propose.
Exactly.
That's...
I'm saying about all your ducks in a row.
No.
So what, you propose and then go ring shopping?
No, you get the ring first.
Okay, so you do all this other shit first and then propose.
But you can't save for a wedding. Like,
you can save.
You can.
Because y'all have two different opinions on the wedding.
But that don't mean you had to have a big wedding. A big wedding is put on a show for everybody else.
Exactly. Y'all could get married at the fucking courthouse for real.
You know your brother ain't getting married at no courthouse.
I'm just saying.
He gonna be meet me at the altar with your white dress.
Why you had to throw a big wedding just to meet everybody and have everybody drink on your dime?
Because some people just want to get that show. But some.
What I'm saying is the show is not necessary.
But some people just know that's gonna be the only time they ever get married.
Too many people that's our age that get married just to have a wedding,
mm-hmm.
not to actually be married.
Mm-hmm. Preach it.
That's why I'm not married.
Won't it do it? There you go. Thank you. Everybody getting married for the wrong reason.
My opinion.
Everybody getting married for the wrong reason. I get what you're saying.
Thank you for phoning in.
I'm not saying everybody get married for the wrong reason. I'm not saying just because you have a big wedding, you put on a show. But in most cases, that's what it is. People want to put on a show and get married and have a wedding, but they don't actually want to put in the work to actually be married.
Thank you. Thank you for phoning in. Hey,
we appreciate your help for this episode today.
Alright.
Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Well, there you go, folks. That gives you.
Y'all tried to gain up on the nigga.
I'm not changing my answer.
I didn't ask you to.
But everybody's different about it. That's all it is.
I'm just saying you might want to disappear for a couple weeks.
Maybe a couple weeks.
You're going to need time to literally heal. Because you're going to be embarrassed. Because
your heart, like.
Even if you in private might be worse than public.
Why?
Because in public, somebody can be like, damn, that's fucked up. It's going to be okay. Like, somebody can, like, what's the C word I'm looking for?
Crazy.
No, consult.
What the fuck?
Crazy.
Somebody can, and
crazy.
It's consult. And it's
consultant.
Yeah. Consult. Yeah. So, like, if you're in public, somebody can support you pretty much and be like, damn, it's fucked up. It's going
to
be
bad. Ain't nobody finna walk up to nobody.
If I'm with y'all and I propose to this girl.
Yes, you know us.
Right,
that's
but I'm,
different.
Oh, that's why I say when you propose to somebody in public, you with your people. Yeah. So if she say no, you're going to be like, damn, bro, it's cool. Let's do this. But when you private and she tell you no, you ain't going to call none of your boys and be like, bro, that bitch.
That like, damn,
I would call y'all. Yeah. I'd be like,
I would need a moment because I'm a cry. No, I'm a nut up. I'm going to be a bitch.
I thought I stroked it right.
I bought this damn ring. I bought this bitch.
It was my whole pension.
I cleared out my 401k, 457, 292, and 135.
I didn't even know what that was until I proposed.
I ain't got none of that but 401k.
So, yeah, definitely, man. Just.
I'm over here dying. I apologize for all this coughing during the episode, but.
Man.
Well, there we go. That's this week's episode. You know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram.
Huh?
You cutting it?
Well, that's up to y'all. You got some of those? Y'all want to talk about?
Yeah, we can do one more, man.
All right.
Mr. Untitled.
All right, y'all.
Goddamn, my bad.
I was on Instagram, and I follow Jada Fire. I'm going to just put it out there.
That porn star.
Yeah, I fuck with Jada.
A little chicken with it.
And Jada asked a question.
Let me see, Jada.
I got you. I'm done with the question. Yeah. And I'm going to flip it both ways.
Okay.
She stated, well, it wasn't a question. She made a statement. The happier she is, the nastier she is.
Okay, that's facts.
If you happy in a relationship, how far would you go?
I'm liable to do anything except for the booty hole.
I'll give you the same statement. Because the booty hole, we ain't
off limits.
We ain't going there.
That's your type.
Yeah.
But, like, if you really love, you can bring toys in, shit like that, but we're not doing no booty hole. No booty hole.
Stay clear
of it.
So I got a question to ask both of y'all. This off topic. It's just funny because I know y'all going.
I'm bringing the Girl Scout cookie question up next. Go ahead.
The Girl Scout. Go ahead.
You ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Okay. So listen to the question before you answer the question. Okay.
All right.
The question is: Amber's mother had four children.
Oh shit.
The first was April. The second was May. The third was June. What is the fourth child's name?
Read the thing again.
Oh, Lord. See, how Duke try to do was
okay. Read the thing again.
Amber mother has four children. Uh-huh. The first is April. The second is May. The third is June. What is the name of the fourth child? Will? Dre already answered his.
One more time for the nigga in the back.
Like LeBron.
For the nigga in the back. One more time.
Amber mother has four children. The first is April. The second is May. The third is June. What is the name of the fourth child?
Yeah, Amber.
Okay. I was just wanting to see how long y'all was going
to
take.
No. I had to hurry.
Twice, three, four times.
Yeah. No, the second time I called it. Because, I wasn't really listening the first time. I ain't going to lie.
He said one more time. So for the nigga in the back.
For nigga in the back. For in the honor of Girl Scout cookie season, what is your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Nigga, we had already discussed this, Will. Lenny. What is my favorite?
Mine is Thin Mints.
What is mine?
You're nasty.
What?
Yes. That shit. He's nasty as fuck.
Thin Mints
is like eating a New York patty.
type
shit. Nah, that's two different tastes.
What's that New York, or whatever new...
Is yours the,
Now, the shortbread, nope. It's like some shortbread cookie or whatever the fuck it is.
You talking about the line? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. These motherfuckers look fire.
Yeah. It is Girl Scout cookie time.
It is. It's, hey, yo, fuck that. Last wrench in the game. This might be a short segment.
We're having no more segments.
Right. Be the last segment.
There will be no segment today.
Best rapper in the game right now.
J. Cole.
Okay. Before we get into this debate, because it's probably going to be about 15, 30 minutes.
I ain't got no debate on that. I just
describe the criteria period. That makes you the best rapper
in the game. Best artist in the game now, period.
J. Cole. Now, as a disclaimer, I am a J. Cole fan, but I have to play devil's advocate. How is J. Cole the best rapper in the game?
First off, who's your best?
Let me ask you this question. Okay. How is J. Cole the best rapper in the game when he just dropped one single this year? How is he the best rapper in the game?
Well, the year just started.
I know.
Still getting plays from last year. Lyrically, who's better?
If you want to be...
Technical.
Tekashi 6ix9ine still getting plays.
No, lyrically, who's better?
But that wasn't the question.
No, you asked the question, how is he the best? Step one. Lyrically, who's better?
Who's better than him?
Lyrically.
Y'all should be happy. I ain't seen my boy today.
Because you already know you hadn't.
So, that's step one. Do you want to answer that?
Lyrically, yes, who's better? Let me think.
Okay. Because I'm from the rundown.
Lyrically, I will say...
Lyrically over J. Cole.
Kendrick Lamar is better than J. Cole.
I give them this. Neck and neck, one mic step. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you that. Step two. Who got
criteria two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who got sales with no promos? Name any other artist that go a million sold platinum, no promo.
No features.
Three albums in a row, no features, platinum.
I can't name nobody.
Right. J. Cole.
J. Cole. So my thing is, when you look at the...
That's why I said which criteria.
But, okay, I get the breakdown of how you go...
You want to look at sales, you want to look at... Album sales.
He's top. Sales, streams. Top. Streams, he's
no,
top.
No, do not fucking say that. No.
He's top in streams when his album drops.
Who's over him in streams?
He don't have an album, so how can he be top?
KOD.
KOD is still streaming.
That was last year. I know it's still streaming, but KOD is not number one, and I can guarantee that.
No, I mean,
can't say that then.
But
he's top when he's
who's,
not.
Okay, and it goes back to who's better.
Tell me which criteria are we looking at?
Best artist in the game right now. Honestly,
as far as what?
The best artist in the game right now ain't Cole. Cole's my favorite artist in the game. Best artist in the game right now is Drake. And I hate to say it.
But why Drake?
Sales wise, streams wise,
fan base.
All that shit.
I'm just asking.
Drake can drop Spanish songs and sell, love songs and sell, rap songs and sell, singing. Whatever the fuck Drake put out, gonna see him. Now, when you break it down to who the best hood artist, you got your different things, but when I say best period...
Yeah, you can't even put hood, but I understand what you were saying.
That's why I say the best... The top three, Cole, Drake, Kendrick.
I give you those.
Ain't nobody fucking with
him. I give you those. Throw CB in there.
Oh, alrighty.
Top streamer.
And here's where we go left.
Yeah, no CB, man. No CB. If you want to go my brother top three... Lito, Gotti, not Gotti,
fuck with Gotti.
Kevin Lito,
and look, that blonde shit kind of threw me off with that.
All right, Lito,
number one,
Baby,
Baby, smack shit out.
You don't fuck with Lil Baby?
He ain't in my top. That's your top.
All right, here we go, Duke. What's your top?
No, I don't have a top.
Lito.
Lito is my favorite underground artist.
Who your top? Who your favorite rappers?
Lito.
I ain't got to talk Lito. And what's your type personality? I ain't got to talk Lito. Right. What?
Personality.
So just Lito on your list?
Nah. On a serious note, let me get this stretch in. Okay. So I have to go with Lito, and then I'll have to swing it around to... See, I'll be fucking with... Majority of underground artists. I fuck with Fredo Bane. Then I have to swing it around to... You got to throw Ross in there. Swing it around to... he need to drop something too, by the way.
Fat niggas ain't united because I don't fuck with him.
Why you don't fuck with Ross?
I ain't never fuck with Ross.
Ross ain't never dropped shit weak, though.
I ain't never been a fan of Ross. Okay. Other than that first song, that Port of Miami. Like, it was hot, but no. I stopped fucking with Jeezy after the recession.
I messed with Jeezy in his first album. That mother was raw.
First off, you don't know shit about his first album.
Ooh. Okay. Debate coming.
You know shit.
Name two songs of TM 101.
Shoot, TM 101.
And it's called TM?
I don't know.
Thug Motivation.
Hey, you know how long ago this was?
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Okay, thank you. I can't even remember what I had for breakfast today. Barely remember what I had for dinner.
Say, I know two songs, and I know only two songs because it's just the easiest to remember.
Name two.
Bang and Thug Motivation 101.
I know that one. That's my shit. Thug Motivation.
That was the first song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then bang, me and Jeezy on the back street, choppers in the back seat. Mm-hmm. What we finna do? A question? Hey,
who was he beefing with?
Me.
Flip, probably.
No. The two niggas was on the same song.
Oh, Scrap, he did beef with Scrap. He did. Yo.
Goodness gracious.
Yo. Will is over here sweating.
Profusely.
Profusely.
I know that's the word you was looking for. Yeah.
No, I ain't want to fuck it up. That was the word I was looking for.
I wasn't looking for it.
I just ain't want to fuck it up.
I'm over here sweating like a person in a sauna.
Type shit. It's 900 degrees.
We going to get out of here.
Yep, it's all
but right. But before he go here, I got this one last question.
Listen.
To y'all, and then y'all opinion.
You have to answer it too.
Who had the best rap beef ever?
The best rap beef ever?
KRS-One and Nelly.
Ooh, the best rap beef. Hold on now. We need some stipulations on this. Like what?
The period. The best. Who beef?
I got you. Bow Wow and Romeo. Type shit.
Who had
You can't shine like me.
In your opinion, who had the best rap beef ever?
Can't shine like me? Come on now. Classic.
The best rap beef ever.
But you gotta think about it.
Yeah, that's a good ass question.
We're
going to
be at an
hour. I mean, I can throw out plenty.
No, we need your best one.
The best one.
It's hard. Because then, like, I go to this track.
You already gave yours. What? You said Romeo and...
I didn't say that.
I said Romeo and Bow Wow.
I didn't say that. No.
Well, Bow Wow had braids in the
clear.
I mean, so...
Well, he was stuck at
the one of the best diss tracks.
No. Let's stay on top.
Beef.
That's rap beef. You should have said best diss track.
I can't because I think of the track when they dropped it.
You can't.
So when you got the Hov and Nas situation, like Ether.
That really wasn't no beef.
But Ether was.
Yeah, that was a dope. But
Ether. Really then when you got the NWA
say,
and Cube. I'm
going to say T.I. and Flip because actually T.I. slapped Lil Flip.
That was a real beef.
So I'm going to say that.
Taste out of his mouth?
It was actually hand meet face. Mm-hmm.
What crime I used to say, watch your hand beat up my face.
Type shit. Ooh. Do you have a serious one?
No.
I forgot the name of them.
I'm going to go off my county boundaries and say Bow Wow and Romeo.
I might have to say Bad Boys and Death Row.
Okay, I get you that one.
They got Biggie and Pac killed. Yeah. that was some...
I was trying to stay away from that one.
That was...
R.I.P.
Yeah. Because them beefing over territory was real. With that boy Suge got on stage. If y'all don't want your manager dancing all in your video, woody, 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 bring your ass to Death Row.
Shit Knight kills everybody.
Yeah.
But like I say, I mean, it was hard. That's a hard one. I asked that and didn't even have an answer. Because like I say, this track started popping in my mind. No Vaseline, Ether, Sheetha, shit. Like, but when you think of the fact motherfuckers really put hands on people, T.I. Flip, the Death Row Bad Boys got motherfuckers killed. The Jeezy and got Gucci never lived up to it.
That was a hot talk because both them niggas from Atlanta.
Like when you really break it down, who was beefing then. Like beefing to me ain't we rapping. Hey, Tekashi got murked, damn it was murked in Chirac. You better leave Sosa alone.
In the words of a great 303 song, if your boyfriend got beef, tell him I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him. Bars. Kibble bars. Album dropping next week.
I should say, what the fuck is 303?
He lost me.
It's okay. Yeah, I haven't heard that music before. You just don't know the hell they are.
I never heard that.
You heard it before. You heard the song.
Yo, your boy?
No, 303. It's an actual group.
Oh, never heard of it.
I have to show you. Okay. But as always, go follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Duke and Kibbles, spell the Duke and Kibbles, Deke and Kibbles. Deke is French.
Whoa.
Is wee wee.
Whoa.
Wee wee souffle. Croissant. But as always,
fuck with your boy.
Oh, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.